Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Hello and welcome to the very first, the inaugural, Fantasy Footy on the DSJMP network. Fantasy football show. I've been pimping the hell out of a fantasy football league on the Facebook and the Twitter and everywhere else I could. And only a few of you jumped in on it, but that's fine. It's an intimate feel this year. Only about 20 of us. But this week I've got with me Wayne. How are you, Wayne?
I'm good as usual.
Good. So,
not very confident, but
you're not very confident this year going forward, are you not?
Well, no. Last year, I sort of took a right hammer, and
well, I couldn't think of who else better to bring on to a football podcast than myself as an NFL fan and you as an Ipswich Town fan that's not a Premier League fan. So, you know, couldn't think of two better people to do it with. Really, should we? Could there?
Well, you could say I'm a football expert. I follow a proper football team, so...
Well, there you go. So, you're hoping that Norwich do terribly badly this year?
Let's just say I've not selected any Norwich players for a reason.
Okay. All right, first off, we'll go... Before we get on to the actual fantasy football part of it, we'll talk about how we think the league's going to go this year. How do we think the table's going to ship up? Who do you think's going to win the Premier League this year, Wayne?
There's a lot of people getting behind Arsenal this year, but I can't see anyone else other than Chelsea getting it again, to be honest. You got Mourinho there. They're just so consistent. If they get another striker in, it's definitely Chelsea's.
No, I agree. I think as an Arsenal fan, I think we've got what it takes, but we are lacking in certain departments. One being a proper striker. We need someone like Benzema to come to us. I think if we got Benzema, we'd fight for a title. At current, I've got us sitting about fourth in the league at the end of the season, which is about right, I think.
Also think you're lacking big-time experience. How many times do Arsenal go and lose to someone like, I don't know, like a West Brom on a Tuesday night somewhere? You know, they just ain't got the ability at the moment for me to see out all the matches. They're too prone to a lazy night where they just don't do anything.
Well, that's the thing with Arsenal. They tend to have a brilliant start to the season, and then around Christmas time, they're thinking about their Christmas presents or something, because then they just drop off. They lose two or three, four games, and then you're out of it. By that point, you're out of it.
And then they win the rest of the season and get themselves back up there. But
come February,
late.
March time, we go on a 10-run winning streak again, and that seems to be what we do every year. And it's just getting that right balance throughout the season is what Arsenal need. But I don't want to talk too much about my own team. I personally think Chelsea are going to win this year. I can't see anyone touching them again.
Man City, I think, are weaker this year.
I think they're weaker this year. I've got them finishing second. I've done my own little league table earlier, and I've got them finishing second. But I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, maybe not. Maybe they could finish fourth, really.
Yeah, it's not the end of the transfer window, but I think they're weak. They've got rid of Dzeko. They ain't got Jovetic. I know they didn't really use him or anything, but...
Yeah, they got rid of... They brought Sterling, and everyone's cry-wanking over it.
But they've already got loads of that sort of player, that sort of second
they
striker.
They get rid of Milner. They get rid of Milner, who's a solid player... For anyone, and I'm not a massive fan of Milner, but he gives you a good, solid game every week, and he's completely consistent, and that's what they need. When you look at fucking players that they had who are dropping off now, like Kompany, he's probably not as good as he was. I think he'll probably have a good season this season, and then Yaya Toure, he's completely dropped off. So it's not, gone, really. I don't see Man City being challengers to Chelsea at all. What do you reckon to Man United? I've got them down as third.
Yeah, I think that's about right. They spent a lot of money, 250 odd million, but...
Yeah. Do you think it's well spent?
Was the, what was it, 50-something million on Di Maria last year well spent? You would have guaranteed that would have been a good sign and it weren't. So what's going to make these ones this year any different?
I think that Depay signing is an exciting one. I think that's a fantastic signing. I think the kid's got a lot of talent. And yeah, I can see him bagging a few goals and quite a lot of assists this year. I think he could fill the void of what Di Maria wasn't, you know. And
they're
then
need
Schweinsteiger, I'm not sure about Schweinsteiger at all.
He's not been that... There's a reason Bayern Munich let him go, because he was like their face
like
3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, he was German football. But...
Exactly, it was him and Philipp Lahm were, you know, Bayern München. Philipp Lahm,
they're gone.
Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Because there's long-term concerns over his fitness. They don't reckon he can get fit anymore, which means he's not the player he was.
Nah, he'll sit in a holding role. So if you've got him in your dream team, drop him, because he ain't scoring no goals.
Would you have, in your first team, would you have Schweinsteiger or would you keep Carrick? Who you know is going to give you a solid game every week in the Premier League.
Big fan of Carrick. I'm a big fan of Michael Carrick. You know, he's one of those silent players that just goes on, sort of Gareth Barry-esque, you know what I mean? Just quietly goes about his business and does an excellent job. Schweinsteiger is a different sort of player because he can come forward. I think if you're looking, you probably keep with what you know. I'd keep with Carrick. But it's a decent rotation to have, I suppose, isn't it? Carrick and Schweinsteiger.
I suppose they're both getting on a bit. Then neither of them are going to play every game of the season.
I mean, Carrick's, what, 33? Must be 33 now. And Schweinsteiger's, what, 30? 29, 30? So, you know, Schweinsteiger's got a few more years on the clock than Carrick, you'd assume. So I'd imagine he'll go into a first place. And he's a prominent player. So he'll go into there. But anyway, let's move on. Because I've got... So that's my top four. Chelsea, Man City, Man United and Arsenal. The 2, 3 and 4 can change for me any way round. But I do think Chelsea winning. Do you concur?
Yeah, definitely. You don't see a place for Liverpool in there at all then.
Well, this is the thing, Wayne. Because I think Liverpool's signings this year have been pretty damn good, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a bit of a dark horse. I'd be worried... As an Arsenal fan, I'm worried that they might creep into the top four. And if they do, who drops out? You know what I mean? It could be Man City, Man United or Arsenal. If you look at the players they've got rid of, okay, they got rid of Sterling, who was an issue in the back room.
He was more of an arsehole than what he brought to the pitch.
Exactly.
Which sometimes was just laziness.
They got rid of the likes of Johnson and Gerrard, who, you know, weren't the players they were. They need to get rid of Balotelli. But then you look at the players they bring in. They've brought in a lot of quality. They've brought in Klein from Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love that kid. I'm a massive, massive fan of Nathaniel Klein.
Definitely going to be England right back for a lot of years to come.
They bring in James Milner on a free.
Brilliant deal.
Fantastic. They bring in Danny Ings. Okay. You know, good backup player for you.
Free. You can't argue.
Who?
Danny Ings was free, wasn't he?
It's not free, it's a to be confirmed. It's like, it's going to be money, but it'd be like appearances.
He ran out his contract.
Like no, it's not confirmed yet, his price.
I think that was tribunal, he'd run out.
All right. You know, contention already on the show.
That's right.
Roberto Firmino, who I've been hearing all over the world, is this next big thing. Signed from Hoffenheim for 29 million.
You should mute when you clear your throat.
Hoffenheim. It's 29 million. I think it's a lot of money for a player that's never played in the Premiership, but I do think he's pretty special. And we'll get to my dream team soon. I think he's good. And then the final one, which is the big one for me, Christian Benteke. I think that's a class signing for Liverpool. They've lost. They needed to fill the void with Suarez. Sturridge has been injury prone. It's a fantastic signing that they've gone for Benteke.
Have you seen the goal that he scored in pre-season?
No, not yet.
Oh, that was all over Facebook and that when he'd done it. And that was just first time volley right into the top corner. He was outside the box, just smacks it. And I think if you can do that in the league.
Well, he does it in the league. That's the thing
that's
with Benteke. His average goals, on average, he scores once every two games, which is fine for a striker.
I wouldn't say he was great with the ball like in the air and stuff.
Yeah, but he's not
when
had
I
that
think
service.
Of Benteke, I think he's more with the ball at his feet, powering through the defence.
Yeah, that, and that's fine, but you've got to look at the service he's going to get from the likes of Henderson, Firmino, Lallana. All those players are going to be servicing him very well. And I've got a feeling that Liverpool are going to have a good season. I've got them down at fifth, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do creep in that top four. But let's move on to who I think is going to finish sixth. Let's talk about Swansea City. That's right, I said sixth for Swansea City. What do you reckon to Swansea?
Been the most consistent outsider team for the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah,
they're a great passing team. That's no shock that they're going to be in the next batch, you know, in what I call the Europa League spaces. Swansea, Everton, that sort of class. And I think I'm going to throw in even Stoke into that bit now. Mark Hughes is doing a good job at getting them up there.
I'm not too sure on Stoke. I'm an Arsenal fan. I hate Stoke. They beat us whenever we play. And
so do Swansea. So
and their players break my players' legs, i.e. Ryan Shawcross. But I think their team looks good. And a couple of players that they've bought that have stood standing out to me, just having a look down the list now, that they've bought, oh God, BBC don't like them. They think they're going to finish 10th. I'm saying 6th. Andre Ayew on a free, good signing. I like that signing. And Eder from Braga. Another good signing.
Swansea's got a hell of a record for picking strikers up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Gomez, Michu, Ayew. It's just ridiculous who they're getting in. And they sort of only seem to get like one or two seasons out of them and dish them out and then get another one back in. I've never known. There's sort of like a conveyor belt of strikers, but that works. They quite often have a 15 to 20 goal a year striker in their team.
Exactly. And that's why probably I was going to put Gomez in my team. In my dream team, but I bet against it in the end just because better players come about. But yeah, he's going to have a good season, I think, and I think Swansea are going to have a good season. So let's talk about Southampton, who I think will finish 7th. And people are going to think I'm shitting on Tottenham here, but I'm not. There is reasons behind it. I think Southampton 7th. What do you reckon? That's about right for them. They had a brilliant season last year.
Had a brilliant season. They had their whole team taken away by Liverpool.
Yeah.
And they somehow managed to get stronger with lesser-known players. Now, they've been hammered again. Can they do it again? That's the question. And that's all down to Koeman, and if he can get the team to bond again. They've bought like four or five different players or whatever. If they click, they're well away again. Confidence will be high from last year. If not, you've seen what happens. One good year and some teams sink, get relegated. So that really could go one or two ways.
It could. I think they're in a sort of a catch-22 stage because they had such a good season last year that the fans are going to expect the same this year.
Exactly. An expectation can kill you.
And to me, they've lost their best two players this year. They've lost Schneiderlin to Manchester United, who will be better than Schweinsteiger and Carrick in that sitting role that we were talking about earlier. He went for 25 million, and they lost Klein to Liverpool, which we already talked about. So losing those two players, I think, will hurt them. Now, when you lose players, you've got to replace them. They've bought Jordi Klaassi from Feyenoord. Now, I only know this player through playing fantasy football manager, rather. And he's pretty class on there, but whether that's a gauge to anything, I don't know. And Cedric Soares as well from Sporting Lisbon. And they signed Stephen Caulker. What happened to Stephen Caulker? He's
two relegations in 2 years. That's what happened to him.
Yeah, but he was at Tottenham a while back, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then they started dishing him out on loan. Then he went, what was his first relegated club? That was Cardiff, wasn't it? And then the next year was QPR.
Yeah, QPR. So he's
not looking good for Southampton.
So he's joined them on a loan from QPR, which will probably, if he has a good season, turn. He was a good, promising player. So he even got a few England caps in there as well, didn't he? But yeah. All right, so we're talking about Tottenham. Let's talk about them. Now, people are going to say I'm shitting on them because I've got them down as 8th. Now, I'm not. They could finish sixth to me. I've got sixth, seventh, eighth, pretty much around. They're going to finish there. Sixth, seventh, eighth. I've only just put them eighth just because I think Swansea are going to have an excellent year. And I wanted to reiterate that fact. But Tottenham could finish sixth, couldn't they?
Unless I've missed something or totally forgotten something, which is possible because it's me. Have they done anything in this transfer window? Because they weren't that strong last year. And I can't think of what they've done in the transfer window to address that.
And this is why I put them eighth, because not a damn lot. Tottenham had a lot of issues last year, mainly through defensive issues.
Absolutely no inconsistency.
No, and they have signed a good defensive player. They've signed Toby Alderweireld from Atletico Madrid. I've nailed that pronunciation. Alderweireld, there we go. Alderweireld, that'll do.
They done Born Slippy, didn't they? Oh no, yeah, it went there.
That was Underworld. And they signed Kieran Trippier as well from Burnley, who was a fantastic player for Burnley last year. But is that going to set the world on fire? No, it ain't, is it? They've sold Paulinho, Kapoue, Cabal, Holtby, and a few jobbers. So, I mean, they haven't. They haven't really done much. Granted, we have still got a month left. It looks like Adebayor's at the minute. He looks like he's out the door.
Aston Villa want him, but apparently he won't go to the Midlands.
Why?
I don't know. Rainy? I don't know.
I'm sure if they offer him enough fucking money, he'd go. He's a footballer. Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's the issue, innit?
That's more likely.
Villa won't put up. What is he on? $110,000 a week or something from when he moved over there?
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And what's he going to do? He's going to play the first five games, score five goals, and then do nothing.
Exactly. When he's playing for a contract, he's fucking amazing.
Yep. That's
if he's on loan or he's coming up for a move or whatever, he's absolutely mind-blowing. He is unbelievable. He can just beat any defence. But as soon as I've got my contract or I'm not moving for 6 months, he just isn't interested.
He has lost half a pace as well. And once strikers have lost that, they're dead. He never really relied massively on speed, but he's a finished up. He's finished, rather.
He always reminds me of a daddy long legs.
And if you replace Benteke with Adebayor, Aston Villa are in trouble. But we'll get to them in a minute. This is the big surprise. That when I was going through my predictions, I thought, what the hell? I've got Crystal Palace finishing ninth. What do you reckon?
Alan Pardew, I'm a massive fan of.
Got to be it next England manager. I'm saying it now. Put it in the fucking red book.
He rocked up at Ipswich when we've been in between managers. I'd be quite happy at Pardew. There's a reason for that. He's no frills, but my God, wherever he goes,
he does a job.
He gets more out of the team than they deserve.
Yeah,
he's done it everywhere. West Ham, Newcastle, Southampton even. That is a long time ago. He'd done it at bloody Southampton.
Yeah, and look what happened to all of those teams once he's left. They've all dropped off. And that says a lot. Like, look at the season Newcastle had. Exactly. Terrible season.
And they were looking like mid-table, and they were all moaning, and they said, good, he's gone. And as soon as he went, that turned into, what was it, 15 games without a win, or 15, something ridiculous.
Alan Pardew done a magnificent job at Palace. He got him to 10th last season. 10th, which is just incredible. And this year, I think they'll go even better. Just because you look at the signings they've made as well. He's so shrewd in the transfer market. It's unbelievable. He signed Patrick Bamford from Chelsea on loan, which I think is a really shrewd move. Bamford was smashing them in for Middlesbrough, wasn't it, last year? He signed Johan Cabaye. That's a great signing for Crystal Palace.
That's his old running buddy, innit, as well.
Crystal Palace have signed Cabaye. Connor Wickham, which is a decent signing. He'll be a utility man.
Ex-Ipswich.
Bakary Sakho from Wolves on a free. Again, just brilliant signing. And Alex McCarthy, goalkeeper, $3.5 million. He's done a great job in the transfer market again. The team plays well. It seems all teams play well under Alan Pardew. I love the bloke. I want him to be my next England manager. I really do. People was going, oh, shut up, he's so bland and stuff. Fucking Roy Hodgson, mate. Alan Pardew is more than deserving of an England managerial job.
He's got really personality is. As well, I think, Pardew. The way that he gets so pissed off with the team, and but then he'll still defend them to the point that he'll actually headbutt the opponent.
Good
he
boy.
Got suspended last year for headbutting, I can't remember what player it was, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
But yeah. He was always getting banned that at was Newcastle
was that
for,
Leicester
like,
City?
Shouting and...
Was that a Leicester City game?
Yes, I think it was. And then he shoved the referee, or shoved Wenger, didn't he? He's just constantly fighting. I love it.
Okay, I'll skip through the next few who I think is going to finish like in the midfield sort of roles, and then we'll get on to the lower echelon team. So I've got 10th Everton, 11th Stoke, 12th West Brom, 13th Newcastle, and 14th West Ham. Jesus Christ, West Ham, what happened to you this week?
Wow. I think they're going to regret getting rid of Sam Allardyce.
Most teams do.
He's exactly the same as Pardew. You don't realise what you got till it's gone.
Exactly. The grass is always fucking greener. This new manager, that's Bilic, isn't he? He used to play for West Ham.
Yeah, well, he had that couple of good years with Croatia, didn't he?
They beat England
a couple of times and got to a semi-final of a major tournament, and then everyone was making out that he was brilliant. Well, he sunk without a trace, didn't he? Like in the Greek football or whatever.
Yeah.
And now
he's given his opportunity.
He's finally gone, went, because he turned West Ham down years ago because he thought he could have got a massive job, but that never sort of worked out or nothing. And now he's thinking, oh shit, I suppose it's time for West Ham now, and I could see us being a failure.
I can see him being a six-month man. And like, look at the first three games they've had. They've played three games in Europe, okay? They had like a fair play thing, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Fair play. They got in through fair play. He's been sent off in all of those games, the manager. What the fuck is going on? Well done. And they're out of Europe already. So, well done, West Ham. You're finishing 14th for me. But let's move on to the teams we think are going to be relegated. If you had to pick three teams, Wayne, who are you picking three? We've got the teams we've got left. We've got Bournemouth, Villa, Norwich City, Sunderland, Leicester City and Watford.
It's always easy to say that the three promoted teams are getting relegated, but there's a real threat of that this year. I think the one that will be safest is Bournemouth.
I
really think with Eddie Howe and the way they'll play actual passing football, I think they'll do enough to stay up. It's just whether or not they add too many, not foreign players by nationality, I mean like foreign in attitude could be their downfall.
Signing Sylvain Distner is probably not a good way about that.
But he's solid Premier League, but that's not what got them promoted, do you know what I mean? They got promoted full of youngsters that are wanting to play football, and now you're going to start getting over the hill Premier League people in.
Also signed Borac from Southampton as well, so yeah. I think they'll be safe. I think I've got them finishing 15th. I like the
fantastic look of Bournemouth. Manager, Eddie Howe.
Good manager and good attitude as a team. They're a team, which is a big thing. What do you reckon Villa are going to do?
They've got a whole new team. That's unreal. But are they quality that they're bringing in? There's a lot of money being spent as well, but...
I mean, they've brought in some decent players. They've brought in Scott Sinclair, which I think a guy who before he went to Man City was on the rise. Man City bought him, he got ruined, and now he's over at Villa. Same could be said for Micah Richards. So both of those players, I think, are good signings, good solid signings. They've signed Mark Bunn from Norwich on a free, good utility goalkeeper. Jordan Ayew, the other IU, brother. So both the IUs have come into England.
You've got Gay. Was that the address of Gay? Was he the one that went to West Brom last year? Would I be correct in thinking? Or was there another Gay?
I don't know, you're gay, but they've signed Crespo. It's not Herman Crespo. It's Jose Angel Crespo. So that'll be interesting to see how... I don't know if he's any relation.
No, he's Spanish.
Because Herman Crespo's got to be 45.
He's Argentinian, so I think it's pretty safe to say that they're not.
Yeah, but getting rid of Benteke is going to kill him. This year, if they don't get in a striker. So I've got them finishing 16th at the minute.
He's a good manager. It looks like he's a good manager.
He's not a good manager. He's not a good manager. He's completely unproven. And again, it's not the Tottenham Arsenal thing. I think Tim Sherwood comes across as a poor manager. Even in interview, he comes across quite poor. I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of Tim Sherwood at all.
I don't know. He picked them up at the end of last year. They started looking half good and they were shocking.
But
last
any
year.
Manager does that. When you get a new manager in, there's always that little bit of morale boost in the fucking back room and the players start playing well for a few more games. That happens a lot. I think this year he'll come unstuck on more than one occasion. I've got him 16th, but I wouldn't be surprised if Villa struggle. I mean,
God,
really
you
struggle.
Really don't like Sherwood, do you?
I'm not a big fan. I weren't a big fan when he was at Blackburn, never mind Tottenham, so there you go. Norwich City, here we go, the big talk. You think they're going down. I think they're staying up. I've got them 17th. Oh, look, there's silence as well. He hates Norwich that much.
I don't hate Norwich,
well,
but...
You're a season ticket Ipswich fan.
Yeah, but I'm not like one of these ones that you're watching Norwich and that when they chant that, like, they are in the league above us. I'm reasonable, but...
They've kept all their players together, pretty much. And who they have signed, they've signed some decent players. They signed Durans from West Brom for $3 million. Malumbu from West Brom on a free. Surprised with that. He's a good player. Andre Wisdom on a loan. Good defender. And Jake Keane on a free. So they've done pretty good in the transfer market. Only a couple of players going out of the club as well. So
I think their manager is unproven as well. Yes, he was...
I think their manager is the next big manager in football.
It could be, but he's only had... Yes, he had an amazing half season. They barely lost and they were really consistent and they played well. But like you said, that could have just been a good run. What about when they lose a couple?
What do you mean, a good run? Let's put yourself in Alex Neil's shoes, right? You're up in Scotland at fucking Hamilton Academicals. You've just won promotion for them. You get a call from Norwich, who were struggling at the time. They were losing games, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They say, come and manage us. So it's a little fish going to a bigger pond. Not the ocean, but a fucking pond. And he gets them promoted. You can't say that's unproven. How can you say that's unproven?
Unproven at Premier League level, though.
Oh, in Premier League level. But we'll see this year. I think he's
we're not
he's
playing
34,
in the championship
Wayne.
Now.
he's 2 years older than me. Fuck me. He's got time.
Cool,
he's got time.
Feel... That made you feel bad when they put it like that. Because you always associate managers with being like 50-something.
Exactly. Managers are 40s, 50s, 60s. This guy's 34 years old. 34. That's crazy. That's why he's doing very well with these kids. A lot of his players are young guys. You know, they're in their early 20s. And that's a good thing. Because you don't want players being 31, 32 and having a 34-year-old shout at you. You know how egotistical these football players are.
Yeah.
I think Norwich would be okay. My bottom three, Sunderland, they suck.
Every year.
Oh, they struggled so much last year. I think the Dick Advocate is...
They've struggled every fucking year. They're terrible.
They are. They've got rid of
Conor
Wickham. And
they get a lot of investment as well. That's the thing. They spend a good, like, up to $20 million a year and they don't do nothing.
That's because they get 50,000 plus at their stadium. It's a great stadium and that's where their revenue comes from. But them as a team and the management and everything behind the back room of the team is just terrible. They've signed Yeremin Lenz from Dynamo Kiev, which is an interesting one, for $8.5 million. He could be fantastic or he could be a flop. Time will tell. I've got Sunderland going down. I've got going down Leicester City.
Why? They get rid of Pearson.
Exactly. They get rid of the thing that's keeping the team together, which is the manager. Okay, he's a bit of a cock. And he pushes people around and stuff. But my God, those players played for him. And they get in the Tinker Man. They're getting fucking Claudio Ranieri.
An over-the-hill version of him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What on earth have they done signing that man in? What have they done?
I like Ranieri, but that's about 10 years too late. And
he is 100%. Put it in the red book now. He is relegating that team. If you're a Sunderland fan, you're probably crying in your pillow now. If you're a Leicester fan, rather, you're crying in your pillow now. He's killed your team. You're going down. End of. Who have they signed? They've signed Robert Hoove. Every fucking lower team signs Robert Hoove, it seems, every year. And that's it, pretty much. Other people have Shinji Okazaki for $7.5 million, and I can't even pronounce his name, I'm afraid. They're gone for me. Leicester City look woeful. 20th and last, Watford.
Yeah, the bloke get you promoted and goes. Basically, that's unreal, because he wanted his wages like tripled. The board said no. So you're already facing uncertainty, and you know, it's not a time to be trialing new managers, is it, when you've just got promoted? A so unsure start to the season. And if you're starting in the Premier League, you need to have a good, steady go. Because if you lose a couple of your first two or three matches or whatever, you're going to be struggling before you even get going.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. They've signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. We know this from history. When you go out, when you get promoted and you sign 12, 13, 14 players, it kills the team and you usually go down again. No, just no for me. I think they're really going to struggle. Their biggest signing they've made was Kabue. So, yeah, Watford. Sorry, Watford. So there you go. There's the predictions. Do you reckon people would agree with us or not?
I don't know. There was a professional pundit for, I can't remember who it was, but it was for the BBC. Oh,
we're
talking
professional
about
pundits.
For the BBC, I can't remember who it was talking about Watford and saying how strong they looked in the pre-season friendlies. But
oh, there you go.
I can't see, with that much, like you say, new manager, new team, how they're going to click that quick. I just can't see it.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. But that's their predictions anyway, and we'll see what other people think. Get us on the Twitter at DSJMP.com. That's right.
Don't wait till the first round of the fixtures so you can cheat. Yeah.
Well, the first round of the fixtures are tomorrow, but before we get there, because we'll do first fixture predictions before we get into the fantasy, who do you think is going to be top scorer at the end of this year, Wayne?
Well, I hope Harry Kane, but that's for personal reasons.
Why is that personal reasons?
He's in my team.
Oh, not that fucking personal, then.
No, just I want to win this. If I'm in it, I want to win it. Even if we ain't got enough players, I still want to fucking win.
I think he's going to have a difficult season. I think he will still score goals. He's in my team as well.
I don't think he's going to be as hot as he was last year.
I don't think he'll be top scorer. I'm giving that to Diego Costa when he's fit. But yeah. Anyone else in that sort of look? Do you reckon Benteke can bang some in?
It's a tricky one with Benteke. I can see him being useless, but I can also see him being the highest goal scorer. Yeah. I really don't want to put money on either way, because temperamental players like that. He had some hissy fits at Villa, but he still, even during his hissy fits, was getting one or two. So I'm going to say he's a success. Okay. I'm going to go for it.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the football predictions for this week. First game, first week. Man United. Oh, that's got to be the Chelsea game first, but I thought, but there you go.
Nah.
Man United Tottenham on Saturday at 12:45.
I'm going down the pub to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Give us a score and a winner. Come on, Wayne.
I want to say Spurs, but I've got a horrible feeling United are going to win it.
A horrible feeling.
And, yeah, I'm not up. I don't like Man United, but I'm going to say 2-0. I think it's going to be quite comfortable.
I'm saying 3-1. Again, yeah. Not because I hate Tottenham, but
there's going to be a gap and Man United is going to win it.
Wait, at the minute, Tottenham are still in Germany. They couldn't get a flight home from their pre-season. So, fucking hell. You know, they're in disarray at the minute and they ain't even started. So
that's the reason they ain't signed players. I can't even book a fucking flight.
Exactly. Easy Man United win for me on that one, but I'm hoping I say 3-1 because I want Depay and Rooney to score, but I also want Harry Kane to score as well. But there you go. Okay, next up, Everton versus Watford. Easy home win.
They were shocking last year, Everton. But I'm going to fuck on what I just said in the season prediction. I'm going to say a draw for this one.
I'm going... Fuck what I said in the predictions as well. Because I'm going for a draw. I'm going for a 1-1 draw. Just because, you know, Watford's first game in the season, they'll all be happy and chappy. I reckon 1-1. What's your score?
I like 1-1, to be honest. You because like 1-1 as well. They were fucking shocking last year, Everton.
They will be better. They will be better. Lukaku might be very good this year. But okay. Bournemouth versus Aston Villa. I'm going for a Bournemouth win on this one. Maybe 1-0.
I was thinking 2-0.
Yeah, there you go. Bournemouth all the way. I think that's going to be everyone's second team this year.
I just think they're going to be so high going into that match.
Yeah, it's one team I don't mind drawing against. Leicester City versus Sunderland.
In Battle of the Jobbers.
The Battle of the Relegations. I'm going to say it's going to be one of the worst games in football history, opening day football history. I'm going 0-0.
I'm going to go Sunderland 1-0.
You're going Sunderland away win 1-0.
I think Tinkerman's going to be shat on.
Already? Yeah, and he's going to be like fucking sacked within five games.
That wouldn't surprise me. You keep the fucking team up against all odds and you get sacked.
Oh my God, man. That fucking guy, I don't know what. I'm still at a fucking loss of what they've done. I really am. I can't get over it. Okay, yeah, I'm going for a bullshit 0-0, and you're going for 1-0 to Sunderland. Norwich City versus Crystal Palace. I'm going for a draw, a score draw, 2-2.
I'm going to go 3-1 Palace.
Fucking hell. You know they're away.
Yep, but Palace, I think...
You just fucking want to shit on Norwich, don't you?
I just see Pardew fucking getting his dick out and wiping over Norwich all over their faces, so...
Okay. Fair enough. Alright, I'm going for a score draw. I reckon that's going to be an entertaining game. I'm going 2-2, but there you go. Next one is Chelsea versus Swansea, which is at 5:30. Why can't they just do 10 games? That really fucks me off. It's the first game, the first game of the season and last game of the season. Just have 10 fucking games at the same time. I know why they do it, but because, you know, we want to get revenue because BT got this game and Sky got this game, but fuck, it gets on my tits.
The FA don't run English football, do they? Sky do.
What?
The FA don't run English football.
No, I meant
Sky,
BT and, you know,
Sky and
like
BT
that.
Run it. That's the thing. That's the ironic thing. They choose when the matches are played. It's just
yeah,
unreal.
And that's the shame. That's the shame. But anyway, Chelsea versus Swansea. Who do you think? What's going on that one?
Boring Chelsea 1-0.
1-0.
Goal in the first half, sit on it, win.
You don't think much to Chelsea, do you? I like
Chelsea, but I just find them boring.
I'm going 2-1 Chelsea. 2-1 Chelsea for this one for me. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
I rate their team and I agree with the way Mourinho plays. It just doesn't make for very good viewing to watch. But that's not a...
Mate, what do you want to do?
Do you want to win or do you want to appease the neutral fan?
Someone said that to me and they say, oh, fucking hell, they're so boring. They've just won the fucking league. Whatever team you support, you'll take it. I'll be the worst team in the planet, the most boring fucking team. I want you to fall asleep watching my football team play.
So if you're Mourinho, do you want to entertain the neutral fan that won't buy your shirts or anything, or do you want to win the league? So yes, I don't like watching them. That's why I might shit on them a bit, but I will probably put them down for a win most weeks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Okay, we'll move on. Sunday. Sunday. Fucking Sunday. At 1:30 into afternoon, we got Arsenal versus West Ham. What's your prediction for that one? And then I'll talk about my prediction.
3-0 Arsenal.
3-0 Arsenal.
Comfortably.
I'm going 4-0. 4-0. We're going to smash the shit out of that horrific football team. Arsenal are on a high. West Ham are terrible. The two don't go together. Arsenal, massive win for me. But there you go. Newcastle versus Southampton. What's your prediction for that one?
Tricky one, because they've got McLaren now. And he's either fucking brilliant or he's terrible wherever he's put.
Oh, yes, it's Steve McLaren's.
I think he's due for a good run. So I'm going to give it 2-2 draw.
1-0 Southampton, away win for me. But there you go. Stoke City versus Liverpool. That's an interesting one. Defence versus attack. I'm going 2-0 away win for Liverpool. Come on, Wayne.
It's a hard one. I think I'll go 2-1.
2-1. What, to Liverpool?
Yeah.
There you go. And then we've got a Monday game. Yep, that's right. A Monday game for fucking the first game of the season, which is horrific. West Brom at home to Manchester City.
They're usually quite good ones on a Monday night, to be fair.
Yeah, they are, but not for a first game of the season. It should be on a Saturday, but that's my fucking
Pulis in it. I could see Pulis scraping a 1-1 draw.
Can you? I don't. I see a 2-0 away win for Manchester City. So that's it.
Depends if Aguero's playing, don't it?
Which he doesn't look likely. It doesn't look likely. But okay, so that's our top scorer predictions, our table predictions, and the first fixture predictions for the year. Let's get into what we do this show for. Let's get into the fantasy football of the year. Obviously, we can't do any points this week because there ain't none, because there ain't been no matches yet. But there might be matches if you're listening to the first time, and then you can see how our teams have done. Wayne, are you happy with your team that you've picked this year with your £100 million?
No. But then again, I was really happy with last year's and I sucked. So if I think I'm doing the shit this year, you never know.
Who's you got going to be your star player? Who you got in your team?
I chose Hazard again.
Hazard's your star man, your captain.
Yeah, he's going to get your points, full stop.
He will get your points. Yeah.
Yeah, what I did was I ploughed all my money into defence and then Hazard, and then I run out. And
why would you put all your money in defence, you fucking idiot? You don't get no points.
Clean sheets.
Midfielders is where all the points are. Midfielders. Because they score and they get clean sheet points.
Mine are pretty sucky.
That's why you always got to have four midfielders. Three defenders, three strikers. 3-4-3. Classic fantasy football formation. What have you gone with? What's your formation?
4-4-2.
Who you got up front?
Jufa, Stoke and Kane.
What? Wow. I've got Kane, Rooney and Benteke. So a bit of a difference there. Who you got in your midfield?
Milner.
Yeah.
As he's going to start week in, week out, finally.
Yeah.
For Liverpool.
Yeah.
Hazard, Sissoko for Newcastle, and Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson I had as well, but I dropped him. So he will get you loads of points. I've gone really risky this year with my midfield. Really risky. Because I've got two players that have never played a game in the Premiership. I've got Firmino and Depay, and then I've got Willian and Barkley. I think Barkley's going to have a good year, but that's my midfield. What do you reckon to my midfield?
You say that's where all your points are.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good midfield. Who you got in your defence then? Who's this big spending defenders that
here
you're on about?
Here we go. In goal, I've got Courtois, so best goalkeeper in the league.
Check.
Well, you will say that now, won't you? I've then gone with Jagielka, Ivanovic, Mertesacker and Coleman.
And that's your big spending defence, is it?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's all right, I suppose. It's not too bad. I've got Cech, Ivanovic, Kompany and Klein. So my bench is terrible. If I get any injuries, I'm fucked. Because my bench is just jobbers. Everyone on my bench is a jobber.
So is mine.
So they're all like the lowest value of each position. So yeah, I've got again Turner, Much, Stephen Taylor and Jack Butland. So if anyone gets injured, I'm screwed. But there you go. So who do you think's gonna? Who's your captain this week, Wayne?
You got it right, Hazard.
Hazard, yeah. I've gone Rooney. I think he might get a goal against Spurs. So I've gone Rooney. But if you look at the games, you look probably Arsenal players are going to do well this week. Chelsea players are going to do well. And Manchester United players are going to do well. They're all got home games. Teams that you probably don't want your players playing for are you're looking at, you probably don't want any Swansea players in this week because they're probably not going to score too many against Chelsea, and you certainly don't want any. Probably Liverpool might struggle to score against Stoke, so my Benteke move and my Firmino move and my Klein. I've got three bloody Liverpool players in my team. Bugger. So, might struggle on that as well. But we also got on the fantasy football that you can play all-out attack. Do you know what the all-out attack is?
No.
That allows you to play a 2-5-3 formation in the next week. So if you use that at any point, you can change formation, you know, go out all-out attack. So if you think, oh, there's goals in these games, go for it. You've got a triple captain, one. If you think your captain's going to bang in some goals against Watford, then use that from then. And then you've also got the bench boost, where the players on the bench as points are included in the whole team score. For, you can use that once a year as well. And
so
of course,
these are once a year, are they?
Yeah, they're a once a year job. And there used to be a wild card, but I don't know what's happened to the wild card. You used to be able to play a wild card twice a year, but it seems to have gone this year. And these new ones have come out. This seems to be the new thing for this year. But good luck for this year. Good luck, Wayne.
I'm going to need it.
You're going to need it. I'm going to need it. If us two come bottom two, we're really... one of us two's got to do all right. Otherwise, it's a bit embarrassing. Good luck to all of you as well. Hope you enjoyed the show, our little predictions. If you think our predictions are wrong, one, they're not. And two, give us your opinions on the Twitter at thesjmp.com. That is right, isn't it, Wayne?
Yes.
Or you can Twitter me at MCVigilante and Twitter you at...
at WaynesBaker.
There you go. You can find us on the Facebook as well if you want, because a lot of you are our Facebook friends. And thanks for listening. Bye. Say bye, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
That'll do, wouldn't it? That's about an hour, wouldn't it?
I think under that.
I think it's under an hour.
By the time...
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.